Hey, hello again. Don't make me laugh. This is a serious radio program. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Youngster, the only way to please God, the only way to know God, the only way to live forever in heaven with God is by coming to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. And you're going to be hearing plenty about Him in the next half hour of We Kids. That's what We Kids is all about, the Lord Jesus Christ. And kids are pretty important, too, like Carl and Anna. Nice to have you kiddos listening. Hello, Faith and Connor. Good to have you in tune. Brianna, finally, you get to hear your name on the radio. How long have you been waiting? Hello, Brianna. Hello, Grandma, too, by the way. Matthew, thank you very much for the coloring. I appreciate this. Picture of Calvary and the three crosses. And Jesus is no longer on the cross, is he? No, he's risen from the dead. I like your picture, Matthew. Thanks for sending that in. Hello to the H sisters, Heather, Hannah, Hallie. And then there's happy brother Nicholas, too. Mercedes, greetings to you. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, you know that sin is a big problem, right? Sin is the reason people say bad things about each other, hurt each other, and steal things from each other. So what do we do to stop sinning? Close our eyes? Hold our breath? Grit our teeth? No. The best way is to treasure God's Word in our hearts. Stay tuned for more about that. This is Christ-centered and Bible-based radio for kids. Wee kids!
So many ways to praise you, Lord.
Praising the Lord Jesus Christ, this is We Kids. Praise God for His faithfulness. Praise Him for His holiness. Praise Him for His eternal loving kindness. God is so good.
Mr. Nick.
Hello, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, God is our Heavenly Father, right?
Yes, He is.
And our Heavenly Father is perfect, right?
Yes, He is, because He's God.
So shouldn't we remember him on Father's Day?
Well, sure. This is a good time to praise God for his mercy and a lot of other wonderful things about him.
And are human fathers like our Heavenly Father?
In some ways, yes.
Oh, right.
But, Nikki, we earthly dads are not God.
I know.
And the closest we can get is being godly, at least for those of us who love God and follow him.
Being like Jesus?
That's right. The Lord Jesus Christ brings us fathers from our selfish sinfulness to being kind and loving, like him.
That's good. Happy Father's Day, Mr. Nick.
Thanks, Nikki. It's nice to be remembered at this special time of the year in the United States.
And happy Father's Day to our Heavenly Father, too.
Oh, yes. Without him, none of us would even be here. Praise him for his power to create.
Yes. Nice talking with you, Mr. Nick.
Thanks for stopping by, Nikki.
See you around.
Bye, little guy.
Psalm 47, verses 6, 7, and 9. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. For the kings of the earth belong to God.
God is the King of all the earth. God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a song of praise. God is the King of all the earth.
Sing, 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 sing praises to God.
Sing.
Of the earth belong to God. The kings of the earth belong to God. Sing to him a song of praise. The kings of the earth belong to God.
That is one of the reasons why we praise him, because he is God of all the earth. By the way, Papa, happy Father's Day to you too, from one daddy to another. Be sure to keep your eyes, the eyes of your heart, fixed and focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. He will help you to fulfill those big, daddy-sized responsibilities. After all, he's our perfect example, our Heavenly Father. Mr. Nick here with the Wee Kids. Yes, I'm a daddy, and I'm a granddaddy, too. Oh, being a grandfather, a blessing indeed. Psalm 119, verses 97 through 106 is where today's Bible time is based. This is not exactly the Bible, but this is about the Bible. Teach me your laws, writes the psalmist. How I love your teachings! I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, because they're mine forever. I'm wiser than all my teachers, because I think about your word. I have more understanding than the older teachers, because I follow your orders. I have avoided every evil way, so I could obey your word. I haven't stopped obeying your laws, because you yourself are my teacher. Your promises are so sweet to me. They're like honey in my mouth. Your orders give me understanding, so I hate lying ways. Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my way. I will do what I have promised and obey your righteous laws. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember, also from Psalm 119, verse 11. The Bible says, "Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And there's the answer to the question at the beginning of the program. So what do we do to stop sinning? Close our eyes? No. Hold our breath? No. Grit our teeth? No. Instead, hide God's word. Treasure God's word in your heart. And with God's word in your heart, ask Him for help. He will help you to live a holy life. That means a life that is pleasing to Him. This is Mr. Nick with We Kids to help you keep your thoughts on things above. And now, time for our wonderful We Kids March. And I need some march leaders here. Natalie, you think you can do this? You're going to be leading Melody, Annette, Faith, Jack, Heidi. Mom, can you help out with Will? Just kind of point him in the right direction. Keep the kid under control, please. This is a march, an orderly time. Natalie, you're march leader in this happy household. And Betsy, over here, I'm making you march leader. And Brother Willie, you're following today. And in this friendly family, Jacob, Daniel, Joel, and Alyssa. Oh, these are tough picks. Daniel, because we have a song coming up named after you in the next few minutes or so, I'm picking you as march leader here. Daniel, you're ahead of Jacob, Joel, and Alyssa, and Mom and Pop. Oh, did I forget Dad's? How can I? If Daddy, because it's Father's Day season, wants to be march leader, let's make him march leader, okay, Pop? Now remember, Dad, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you're doing this as a servant leader. So go easy, please. And I'm going to still pick march leaders around these houses. Fathers, you're going to have to decide about this. Julia, I'm putting you ahead of Christopher. Dad, is it all right if Julia leads? Okay. And Gillian over here, I know you've waited a long time, Gillian, to hear your name on the radio, but here you are, picked to be march leader. Matthew, your march leader here. And Brianna, there's your name again. Hi, Grandma. You get to be march leader here. And Papa, help me out with this, please. If I've not picked a march leader in your family there, and you're not march leading, will you please pick one for me? And we know the rules, don't we, to our wonderful We Kids March, right? So let's go for it.
And they're off.
Look at this mob of marvelous marchers here. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right.
Good marching, Faith.
Good marching, Connor. I see that there are a few dads. leading appropriately during Father's Day season. Keep those feet in time of music. Kasia, Eli, good marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Here comes Matthew, Danielle, Michael, Keisha, Sarah, gently now, not quite so high on the knees. Dominique, Kirsten, Kenyatta, good marching. Here comes Alia. Gillian, you're an excellent march leader. Hello, Julia. Hello, Christopher. Gently, Christopher, not quite so high on the knees. Here comes Kyler. Marching through, all smiles. Here goes it, Daddy. Careful. The pancake batter is dripping off the spoon, sir. Easy does it. Mom, you gotta clean up so many messes after this man. But he's worth it, right? Chelsea goes marching by, knees up high. Hello, Malcolm. Hello, Mahila. Hello, Grandma. And Grandpa in on this thing, too. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. You're excellent marchers. And you may be seated. Our wonderful Wee Kids March. Nothing else like it any place in the world. Hey, Wee Kids is glad to be part of
KeysForKids.net. Online all day, every day.
How cool is that?
Keys for Kids Radio and KeysForKids.net.
God, for he is good, he is righteous, he is pure, he is holy. Praise him for his mercy, praise him for his almighty power, praise him for his omnipresence, that means he's everywhere at once. Praise God, he is God. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids. There seems to be lots of praise music on this program. That one was based on Psalm 100. Hi, Mr. Nick, writes Matthew from Chickasaw, Alabama. I love you. I have a dog, Nehemiah. Could I have my name on the radio? And the answer to that rumpled, well-folded letter that's colored on the back, or is this the front, is, yes, Matthew, you can have your name on the radio. I like your artwork here. God loves you, and there are these three crosses and the empty tomb. Praise God, the author, the maker of life, and that's why Jesus Christ is no longer in the tomb, right? He rose from the dead. Here's another one. Houston, Texas, listener to KHCB. Dear Mr. Nick, my grandmother and I listen to your radio program every Saturday. We turn up the songs and sing along and march around the house at marching time. I would like to hear my name called out, too. It is Brianna. Did you hear it, sweetie? Would you please send me the free stuff package? Thank you very much. I am 6 years old. Thank you, little kid Brianna. Oh, it is so nice, so encouraging to hear from my Wee Kids kids.
I want to bless you.
The Word of God says in Psalm 103, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Good music with wonderful words of life. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And from the Old Testament book of Daniel, Danny boy, here's your song.
There once lived a good man named Dan.
A good man.
The best man that lived in the land.
A great man.
So honest and just that King Darius made Daniel his next in command.
Wow.
But there were some very mean men.
Ooh.
Who did not like Dan, the king's friend. So jealous were they that they planned out a way to throw Dan in the lion's den.
Oh, no!
The lions are hungry tonight. They sang, the lions are hungry tonight. They've not eaten dinner, we think that they might. The lions are hungry tonight. They sang, the lions are hungry tonight. The king was as sad as could be, but could not reverse the decree. He prayed the night through and skipped dinner too, then ran the next morning to see.
Hurry!
The lions are hungry tonight. They sang, the lions are hungry tonight. They've not eaten dinner, we think that they might. The lions are hungry tonight. They sang, the lions are hungry tonight. The king cried, Oh, Daniel, my friend.
Hey,
I'm wondering, how have you been?
Oh, yeah.
And how is the weather? Are you still together? Did God keep you safe in the den?
Yeah.
And then the most wonderful thing that's ever been heard by the king. Down deep in the den stood old Dan with a grin, and this is the song he did sing.
Yeah, yeah.
The lions weren't hungry last night. Oh, king, the lions weren't hungry last night. My guardian angel has shut their mouths tight. The lions weren't hungry last night. Oh, king, the lions weren't hungry last night. This story has something to tell. A lesson to learn from Danielle. When others mistreat you like lions that eat you, it doesn't help much if you yell.
That's right.
And so when your back's to the wall, be good and love God through it all.
He will.
And then in the end you can sing with a grin, 'cause God's always near when you call. The lions weren't hungry last night. You'll sing, the lions weren't hungry last night. My guardian angel has shut their mouths tight. The lions weren't hungry last night. You'll sing, the lions weren't hungry last night. Like kittens they purred through the night. You'll sing, like kittens they purred through the night. My guardian angel has shut their mouths tight. The lions weren't hungry last night. You'll sing, the lions weren't hungry last night.
Nice, kitty, kitty. Based on Daniel chapter 6. Hey, that's a terrific passage for family Bible time sometime. Read Daniel chapter 6 and the account of Daniel and the lions. And are you ready for the end of the program, We Kids Quiz? What do we do to stop sinning? A. Close our eyes. B. Hold our breath. C. Grit our teeth. Or D. Hear and heed Psalm 119, verse 11, which says, Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Yes, it was the last one. Keep God's word hidden, treasured in your heart, and that'll keep you far from sin. Set your mind on things above, the Bible says in Colossians 3:2. Not to be confused with this good verse to remember, Psalm 119:11. Would you like it one more time? Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. That's the message of the Bible, as well as the message of we kids here. And what is this? What is this? It's coming in awful fast here. Uh-oh.
A little gentler. Easy does it. Careful with that thing.
Oh, no. Well, I wonder if this thing will still run. I suppose this is my wee kid's exit machine.
Well, let me try this thing on for size and put my helmet on here. And remember, kiddo, God loves you. And I love you, too. I truly, duly do. All right, how do I make this thing go? That's it. See you around, huh?